Thanks, y'all. What we're going to do a song now that was written by Odessa. And when she first brought it to the band, Billy heard a New Orleans brass band. And we all looked at our instruments and tried blowing in some of the holes, but nothing really seemed to work. So we ended up using these tones of the acoustic instruments to try to make it sound like a brass band. And I'm going to go ahead and introduce our fine dobro player to y'all. He is originally from Virginia and has been making a huge splash in the musical world with his playing. Last year, he was invited up to Carnegie Hall to be part of an amazing program called The Porous Borders of Music. Our buddy Sean right here is somebody that he got to meet there. It was a mixture of classical players and roots players, and Edgar Meyer put it on with Jerry Douglas, Mike Marshall, Bela Fleck. And it was quite an amazing feat. At the end of the week, all the folks that had participated after teaching each other their songs played at Carnegie Hall, and it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. And just recently, we had a Bluegrass Unlimited feature article come out, and old Jerry Douglas was in there quoted saying that he thinks Billy just might be the next best thing on the dobro, and we must say that we certainly do agree. Y'all give him a big old hand. That's Mr. Billy Cardine.
Sorry,
He loves doing that. He just wants to be a rock star.
It's true. That's why I plug this thing in. It's as close as I can get to rocking out.
That's why he wears Birkenstock shoes.
Low blow.
Oh man, I just thought of something funny. We heard about a friend having a MySpace page made for his hoodie, which cost $1,000. That's pretty hilarious. He's been learning from the best rock star in the world, though, John Paul Jones. So he's working on it. All right, y'all, here this is called Drank Up All the Whiskey.